Yeah, Mishnayis Masechta Nozir, we're up to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalit. Omer Rabbi Leza Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Leza says all the names of Rabbi Yeshua that kol tuma min hameis shanoza megaleich aleha. In other words, all the tumas that we learn before Mishnah Beis, that the Nozir becomes tummy from them, he has to take echo to Saiser his first days. So all those tuma, chayov umaleh al bias mikdash, if a person that has that tuma will go into the Beis HaMikdash, it have an issa, be over the issa, be a smikdash. But v'chol tumma min amei, shein anoz megelech aleho, that is less Mishnah, those tumas only min asofik min rabbonim, that a nozer is not megelech on them, is ein chayov malel be a smikdash. If you tumma and you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you will not be over the issa. At this the locha, tumma goes into the Beis HaMikdash, is chayiv koris, b'meizid, and b'shoik he has to bring a korban. But it has to be these tumas of the Mishnah Beis and not the tumas of Mishnah Gimel. On this, Omer Rabbi Meir Meir says, Loi tehei zukalim and asheretz, no. Why should these last tumas be worse than asheretz? That if a person's tummy from asheretz, he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayiv. And the Pasuk says, I've been availus sheretz tummy. So the kids are Rabbi Meir is arguing on Rabbi Leza. And this Omer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, down to the Rabbi Leza, I was down before Rabbi Leza, that Rabbi Kiva made a kal v'chomer like this. Ma metzem kesara, ma dech the bone of a mace the size of a barley. Sheinim metam adam b'oil, is not metam a person b'yoil. Oni bin nozir, oni bin magav amasa. Ha nozir megaleach ha magav yamasoi. If a nozir touches the bone of a mace the size of a barley, he has to be megaleach. It's Saisir is Naziris. If so, revius of dam from mace, should metam adam boil. Revius of dam is enough, strong enough to metam a person be oil. It's a stronger tuma than etzem kisera. Is Zainadin, isn't it a swear to say, she a nozu megaleach, a magav yamaso, that if a nozu a koponim touches it, or carries it, shouldn't he be metam to be Saisir is Naziris? It's really the kash in the Mishnah before him. How can the Mishnah before said that a nozer is not megaleach on a revius dam of a mace? So Rabbi Leza said back to Bekiva, Mazi Akiva, what is Bekiva? What kind of kalvachomer is this? Ein don in kan mi kalvachomer. You can't bring a kalvachomer from over here. Rabbi Leza didn't say the reason why not. Okay, Shebosi v'retzaisi asadvorim v'nei Rabbi Yeshua. So Bekiva says when he brought these words in front of Rabbi Yeshua brought up this kal v'chomer. So Amalis, Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Kiva, Yafa Mati said very good. But what we could do, that was the Mishnah said before, this is the halacha. This is the halacha l'moshe Misinai, and you can't make a kal v'chomer from halacha. As this is the halacha Revi is dam, or the halacha tuma of etzem kisera, doesn't say mefurish in the Torah. It's halacha l'moshe Misinai. And he can't make a kal v'chomer from halacha l'moshe Misinai. Rav to Perek Shmini. The Mishnah says, Shnei Nazirim, Shomla Mechad. We have two people, they were mekavel upon himself to be a Nazir. We have two Nazirim. And Shomla Mechad, one person, our third person, said to these two people, that Re'isi Echad Mikem Shenitmu. I noticed that one of you two became Tomei. In other words, he saw the way both of them were going down the road. And he saw the way one of them touched a mace, and these two people don't realize it. And he says, V'eni yodei es mekem, I don't remember which one of you two touched the mace. So it's like a suffix, which one of them is tumah, is it both evident, suffix tumah. More explains, this talking about Yeshua Sayochid, there weren't three people there. Because even this third person, the aid, he wasn't with them. He saw from far away, there's only two people, there's like Yeshua Sayochid, so mina suffix, they're both tumah. So what do we do? It's only a suffer the getuma. Therefore, the locher is megalchin. Mean, let them both wait till after they count the 30 days of nazirus, and let them take the haircut where they're supposed to. And then umevien korban tuma, they bring between both of them b'shutfus. They bring a korban tuma, and also they have to bring a korban tyra. And as it brings a kivso lechates nekevus loyla and ayah for the shlomim, as if to say one of them was tor, one of them was tomei. So therefore, it has to be brought now a korban tumah and a korban tyra. The yarmen, they say like this. Each one says, Imani atomi, if I was the one that became tomeim, so then korban tumme shali, the korban tumme that we're bringing now remains mine. For korban tara shaloch, and the other pair of korbanos we're bringing, that's yours, that you're a nozer tor, you're finishing his iris. And then the other one says, v'imanihu atov, if I was the one that's tor, then korban tara shali, the korban tara brings for me. For korban tumme shaloch, then the korban tumme brings for the other one. So when I suffer like that, both yotzer right now, Manashach, whichever one was Tor, brought his carbon tumah, brought his carbon tyra, whichever one was Tomei, brought his carbon Tomei. And now what happens is, v'sayfrim shleishim yoim, meaning after they both became Tor, now both of them are Sofik has to start counting over again another 30 days for the Nazirus. And then a Mavi and carbon tyra, they bring then a second time a carbon tyra. And v'yoim, like the first one says like this, if I was Tome before, then Korban Tome Shali, the Korban we brought before, Tome was for me, and the Korban Tyre Shaloch, that before we brought a Korban Tyre, the first one, that was yours. And now, Vizer Korban Tyrosi, and the second Korban Tyre we'll bring in now, belongs to me, because I was Tome before, and therefore before was my Korban Tome, and now is my Korban Tyre. And then he says, well, what's going to be? V'manihu ator, let's say no, I was not the one that was Tomei before, but rather I was the one that was Torah all along. If so, Korban Tyre Shali, the first Korban Tyre that I brought that was mine, for Korban Tumah Shaloch, and the first Korban Tumah that we brought was for you, and the Zer Korban Tyre Osoch, and now the second Korban Tyre goes to you. This is the way of Manashoch, they're both Yoitza Dedinim. What's going to be Meis Echad Mehem? One of the two of them die. Before they bring the Kabonis, one of them dies. So what should the nozer that's alive, how should he be yotzei his suffix? So Amr Bishu Bishua says, because he doesn't have any shutuf right now. So Amr Bishu Bishua says, Yevake Shechad Min Hashuk. In other words, let him find somebody, let him find a friend, Min Hashuk from the street, Sheyidu Kenegde Ben Nozer, he'll become a nozer like you tell him to. How are you going to tell him? B'yoyma, you should say it to him like this, Em Tomei Hayisi, if I was Tomei, so therefore, I have to first bring my korban tumah, then I have to nozer miyad. You should become a nozer right away. So therefore, after 30 days from now, we're going to bring like two sets of kabbonis. We're going to bring a set of kabbonis of tumah, maybe I need. And I saw that I was tumah, then we're going to bring another set of korban of tyra that's going to be for you. But let's say v'yim torahis, let's say I was tor, so then really I'm yoitzin now with this korban tyra that I'm bringing right now. If so, it's not going to work for you. So then, the Tanai is, Harayata Nozer Achashleshim Yoim. You should first become a Nozer after 30 days, and then you first start to become a Nozer then, and then we'll bring a second Korban Tyre for yourself. And therefore, it's like this, Pesayfrim Shleshim Yoim. Right now, we count 30 days from the time your friend started to become a Nozer. So now, for sure, there has to be a Korban Tyre brought, either for yourself or for him. And also, Sofik, would you have to bring a Korban Tuma? And therefore, Mavim Korban Tumah min Asafik, the Korban Tyra, which is Mamonashach. Maybe it's for you, maybe it's for him. V'yoyim, when you say like this, Emanihu Atomi, if I was Tomi before, then Korban Tumah Shali, the Korban Tumah we're bringing now should be for me. And the Korban Tyra Shaloch, that would also bring the pair of Korban Tyra, that's for you. You finished 30 days, you were a Nazir, this is Yot Korban. But V'manihu Ator, let's say I was Tor, said, so I don't need the Korban Tumah. Then the Korban Tyra that we brought should be for me, is Korban Tyra Shali. The Korban Tumah is Stam brought min Asafik. And then, besides from Shlosh Yom, we make your friend count now another 3 days in the Zerus, Mavi and Korban Tyra, and we bring another Korban Tyra. The Yom will say like this, Emanihu Atomei, if I was the one that was Tomei first, so then Korban Tumah Shali, the first Korban Tumah was mine, and the Korban Tyra we brought before, which lock was yours, you're finished. The Zer Korban Taros, and the Korban we're bringing right now, helps for me. But V'ani Imu Ator, let's say I was Tor, so then Korban Tyra, the first Korban Tyra we brought after the first 30 days, is Shali. And the Korban Tumah was Stam Broman HaSofik for nobody. And now, we count it a second time in the Zeros, mainly for your sake, the Zer Korban Tarosach, and this is a Korban for yourself. So your friend right now, the Pshat is, he's keeping 60 days of Nazirus, but Min HaSofik. You tell him to keep the first 30 days on the tzad to say that you are Tomei. But on the tzad to say that you are Tor, then you want him only to keep the second 30 days. So really he's keeping the 60 days on suffix that one of them should be Naziris for him, and therefore the carbon, one of the carbon tires, Zicha works for him. And this Samuel ben Zayma. Ben Zayma says, Dr. Chachamim, this is not a good Eitzah. And Ben Zayma says back to Yeshua, how are you going to find somebody that's going to want to be a Nozer min HaSofi for 60 days? Because come on, not shy to find somebody like this. So therefore we have to find a better Eitzah. Therefore he says, maybe rather, again, there's a person that there were two Nazirim, one of them was Tomei, and now one of them was Mace. So what do we do now? Say there Eitzah, so the Chachamim's Eitzah, so Ben Zayma's Eitzah is, Elamevi Chatis Seif Violas Beima. Let him bring now a Chatis Seif and an Elas Beima. Let him say like this. If he brings the Chatis Seif to Shema Korban al Sofik Tuma, an Elas Beima, that's one of the Kabonis of Tyra. And therefore, V'yayim, let him say like this. Em Tomei Hayisi, if I was the one that was Tomei, Ha Chatis Michavosi, then this Elas Chatis now should be the Chatis of a carbon of a Nazir Tomei, v'Oyla Nedava, and the carbon oil I'm bringing right now is a Nedava. It's not the time now to bring a carbon Nazir. V'Yim Tor, he said, let's say I was Tor, then Oyla Mechavosi, the carbon oil I'm bringing now, this should be for my Chayva. V'Yachatis Besafik, and this Chatis Seif, it could be brought min HaSafik. In other words, I'm not really Tomei, so it's only brought min HaSafik. And now, V'Seif Shleishim Yom, he has to count now 30 days. And God saw that he was Tomei, so he brought his carbon Tomei. Now he has to start over again, count another 30 days of Naziris. So therefore, the Sefer has to count Shleishim Yoim. Or maybe carbon Tyra. After this, he brings a carbon Tyra. The Yermine says like this, Im Tomei Ha'isi, if the first time was Tomei, then Oilo Rishon in the Dove. The first time I brought a carbon Oilo before, that's not like a present, because I didn't have to bring it then. But the zoo now, 30 days later, the zoo chayva, this carbon oil now, so the chayva is of a carbon nozim. V'im tor ha'yis, let's say I was tor, then the opposite. Hoy lo rishoyna chayva. The zoo nadova, and the second carbon oil is only nadova. V'zeh shar kabonin. And then after this, he brings the rest of his kabonis that nozer has to bring. It comes out that the only carbon he's missing is the carbon noshim. Inside it was tomei, and nozer tomei has to bring a chattis and a noshim. But Noshim is not brought on the Sofik, therefore he can't bring the Oshim. And by says the Allah is that Noshim is not Makiv, and therefore it's kosher the way what he's doing. This was Ben Zayma's Eitzah. On this Amr Rabbi Shur, Bishur says back to Ben Zayma, Nimtza Zemei B'Kabonais of L'Chatzoyim, is bringing his Kabonis L'Chatzoyim. Because when he was in Nozir Torah, like he only brought first the Kabonis, that's all. And now he's bringing, now after 30 days, he's bringing the Chartis and the Shlomim. So that's not so right. Like on the Tzadi was Tor, so the first Korban Oil is the Chavosi. Then he counts another 30 days, and then first he brings later Shlomim and the Chartis. So it's called the Chatzoim, halfway only. Avol hoyd l'chachom l'ben zayna. The Chum said, so what? L'mayis, it's not Makiv. And therefore L'mayis, he's bringing all three Kabonis. I don't care if the oil is brought all the way before. And now he brings 30 days later his Shlomim and his Chartis. The mice is Yotzis Kabonis, and therefore the Chum agreed to Ben Zayma. This is a good answer. Mishnah Beis Nozir Shoye Tomei Bisofik O Muchlak Bisofik. A regular Nozir does Makama to be a Nozir for 30 days, and in the middle of Naziris, he has a Sofik whether he touched the mace or not. Sofik became Tomei, who then he also has a Sofik O Muchlat. That means Muchlat, that's by Mitzora. That when the Kohen paskins that you tummy, you become a muchlet. You have to stay out, you have to stay outside the machno until it heals, till the nega, the tzaraz goes away. So that's called muchlet. So you have a suffix whether you became tummy muchlet or not. So lochr is on such a nazir that oichel bekot shemacha shishim yoim. After keeping the zeros for 60 days, then it's possible for him to eat kochim. He could take away the yisa tumah, and then he's allowed to eat kochim. Now, why does he have to wait 60 days for? Because it's a suffix. Let's say on the tzad, he's a nozir tohor. Senechem has no problems. After 30 days, then the maisa, he's finished with his first nazirus, and really everything is okay. The suffix is maybe a tome mace, maybe was a mitzvah, and they can't eat kochim. So for the locha is, if he had tumas mace, he has to take haircut l'tumasai, then he has to count another 30 days. Now here, even though he has a suffit the first day of his first nazirus, but he can't take haircut, because maybe he's tor, and a person knows it's tor, can't take haircut. So you have to wait till the end of the first 30 days that he can take a haircut. And then the tzaddik say he was tamei, that haircut works for his tumah. Then he has to count another 30 days. Because the first tumah is seis of the first nazirus, you have to start over again. So after the first 30 days, he starts over the second 30 days. And after he finishes the second, then he's finished with his nazir, then he brings his kabonis, and then he's able to eat kachim. Who had in and said that he was a mukhlat, he was a mitzayro. A mukhlat mitzayro, after he's nisrap, he has to take one haircut. And then he has din yimei svor, he has to count 7 days. And then take another haircut, so same thing also. After the first 30 days, when the tzaddik say he was a mitzayro, he could take one haircut. And then he has to first start counting another 7 days, like till he could take a second haircut. But he can't take the haircut after 7 days, because maybe he wasn't the mitzayro, maybe it was only time to mace. And he has to wear 30 days. So therefore, after 60 days, that's the way for sure we can bring his kabonis, and therefore his lari catch him. However, for shoyse yain the metama lemesim, acha meyav yesim. He has to wait 120 days until yain, until he finishes his nazirus completely. Then he's allowed to drink wine, and then he can be metama lemesim. Like then the nazirus is over. He has to keep like four times nazirus. He has to have 120 days. In other words, he has to have four haircuts, each one after 30 days. But this person is a Sufik, maybe he was a Mitzaras. And the tzaddik say he had Tzaras, he has to have two haircuts, Midin Tzaras, one after he's Nisrapa, and then one 7 days later. Now, if a regular Nazir becomes a Mitzaras, so his haircuts of Mitzaras is Doichah the Nazirus. There was only a Sufik Tzaras, therefore it's not Doichah the Nazirus. So he has to wait to take these two haircuts, he has to wait 60 days. But then also there's a suffix still, maybe he was tummy. And it's hard to say he was tummy. He has to take a third haircut, vice versa, the haircuts that you're being done, the shame mitzaras, does not help for the shame tumor. And therefore, after you did those two haircuts for the tzaras, now you have to take a third haircut, the shame tumor. Then you have to take a fourth haircut to mitai yourself from the din naziris. Like after you were tummy and became tor, then you have to first count another 30 days. So he doesn't finish his nazirus till 120 days. The Mishnah explains, Shetikalachas hanega, Dechetikalachas hanozir. Because when a mitzayra, if a nozir becomes a vade mitzayra, then the haircut he has to take medina mitzaras is Dechet adina nozir. But that's only the Zmanchi vade, when he's a vade mitzayra, then he has the right to take a haircut. Of the Zman she suffered in the Deicha. The man it's only a suffix, then it's not Deicha. And here was only a suffix nega. Therefore, he has to wait for each haircut another 30 days. So if he has to take four haircuts, he has to wait 120 days. Yeah, Perek Chi. Mishnah says, Hagoyim ein lehem Nazirus. If a goy is Makab Nazirus, it's not Chal. The Pasuk says, Dambro B'nei Yisrael, only B'nei Yisrael in the parasha of Nazirus, and not a goy. Noshim v'yavodim yeshlam nazirus. However, married lady, or else v'yavodim, a nevet kenani, he is in the parish of nazirus. However, chayme banoshim v'yavodim, there's a chumra upon noshim, ladies, over avodim. What does that mean to say? Shu kayfres avdoi v'yena kayfres ishtoi. That if a lady, a married lady, is mekabel nazirus, so if the husband is not made for the neder, so then the nazirus is chal. And once it's chal, the Baal can't stop her from being a nozim. It can't be koifer, can't force her. Mashenke be avdoi, if the Jew owns an eved kenani, he could force the eved like not to be mekabel the nazirus. Since an eved has nachrayas to work for the mester, he has to be healthy. If he doesn't drink wine, he may not be healthy. Therefore, the owner, the Baal, has a right to be koifer him, not to be mekabel the nazirus. So in other words, the Eved cannot be Mekabel with Nazirus, calls him on he's an Eved. But once he becomes frees, then he has to be Mekabel with Nazirus. Then it says, Chayma ba'avodim ibnoshim, there's a churma by an Eved over an Isham, Shumefa nidri ishtoi v'yena mefa nidri avdoi. That if your wife makes a neder, if the Baal, the first day the Baal hears about it, if he's mefrit, does not want it, he could stop the Nazirus, then she's not a Nazir. Mashenki, when an Eved Kenani makes Nazirus, the Yodin, even though he hears about it the first day, he cannot be made for it. He cannot stop the Naziris. Therefore the Mishnah says, Hefel Yishtoi, if a Baal Mefes annuls his wife's Nazir, his Hefer Alom, that's it, she doesn't have to be a Nazir anymore. Mashenkin Hefel Yavdoi, if the master decides he doesn't want his Eved to be a Nazir, so learned before, even though the Neder is Chal, but Kol's money is an Eved, he doesn't have to be Nizir and Naziris, his Avdus is Madche, pushes it off. And therefore Yotzel Echeris, when he goes out free, then Mashtam Nizirus, so then he has to finish or start his Parsha of Nizirus. There was a Ned that was Chal, just he can't be Mekayimit, calls money's an Eved. Let's say the Eved Kanani runs away from his Nesta. He's not freed, he just goes away from him. So Rabbi Meir says, Lo Yishta. He has to be not Nizirus, since he's not working for his Nesta now, Nizirus is Chal, is not allowed to drink wine. However, Rabbi Yossi says no, but Rabbanan, Rabbi Yossi Yom Yishta, he's allowed to drink. So Gemara explains, real, it's a machlekes in a kenas, that Rabbi Meir makes a kenas, that he has to be noig nazirus, in order that he should want to go back to his master. Now, however, Rabbi Yossi says no, Yishta, because maybe the master will catch him, and then he'll have to do work, and therefore he's not supposed to drink, calls him on, he's not supposed to be noig nazirus, calls the man, he's not freed. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Nozir Shegilach, a Nozir that finishes Naziris, he took a haircut already. V'noida loishu Tomei. After he finishes Naziris, now he realized that he became Tomei when he was still a Nozir. So it depends. Im Tomei Yedua, if the Tomei was Yedua, people knew already that that mace was there, just he didn't realize he touched the mace. And he found out later they touched the mace. So then the locher is Saiser, and the Chanami, he became Tomei now while he was a Nazir, therefore his Saiser has to start over again. After he becomes Tor, he has to start over again as Naziris. But this is a Chiddush now. V'im Tumah Satahoim. Let's say the Tumah, the mace that he touched, nobody knew that the mace was there until now. Because when he touched the mace, we'll soon see the case. But when he touched the mace, nobody knew the mace was there. That's called Tumah Satahoim. So then the locher is Zayin Saiser. Even though really he was Tomei, but since at the time he did not realize it, he finished his Naziris, he first finds out about it later, says Allah al-Mashem Sinai that a Tumas Toim is a Nesaiser. Now what's going to be, Imachele Gilach, let's say he didn't finish his Naziris, or else he didn't take his haircut yet, and then Benkach al-Benkach Saiser, even though he finds out now that he touched a mace that was Sosum, that nobody knew about it, but now he finds out about it, so the mice is Tomei, and it's Saiser is Naziris. Now, Ketza, what's this case talking about? Where is there a case of Tumas Tohim? Let's say Yorad Litvo Bamora, somebody that was Tomei, he went down to be Toivul in a Mora, in a cave. Venimtsa Mace Tsof Api Amora. And after, when he comes up, he saw a mace was floating on top of the cave. And it's a suffix now whether this Nazir touched the mace or not. The locher is Tomei, the Nazir becomes Tomei. But this is called Tumah Yedua, and it's a Sofer Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid, therefore he's Tomei. In other words, the mace is floating on top, people knew that there was a mace there already. So therefore this is called the regular Tumah Smace, that B'Rishus HaYochid Sofer is Tomei. What's going to be though, Nimtza Meshuka B'Kak Amora? Later, after the Nozir comes up, later he finds out that there was a mace that was sunk in the ground there, in the cave. And nobody knew about that mace. That's called Tumas Toim. So in such a case, Yorid Lahokir, let's say a person was Tohor, and his stump went down to take a bath to cool himself off. So Lahokir is Tohor. Later, when he comes up, if he finds out later, they found out that there was a mace sunk there, he has a suffix whether he touched the mace or not. So locher is tor, that's called suffolk tumas toim, is tor. Seir tor again means that this was a nozir. Again, this was a nozir that his stam went down lohoker, and therefore, when he comes up, we still say it's becheskes taira. Since it's a suffolk right now, suffolk tumas toim, so that's the locher by a nozir remains tor. What's going to be though, li taye mitumas mace? Let's say this nozir was first tummy mace, and he went down now, he already counted 7 days. Hazoy, Shlishi, Shvi, and now he went down to the mikvah. And now when he came up from the mikvah, he found out there was a mace, a shakua, sunk in the mikvah there. A suffolk, if he touched the mace or not. In such a case, Tomei, even though it's suffolk, Tumas Taim, here the Noz remains Tomei. Why? Because Shecheskas Tomei Tomei, as if he was Tomei before he went down. So it's a chazak, a sign of whether Tumah went away. We say no. Since he was Becheskas Tomei until now, he still remains Tomei. But Becheskas Tor, but the Chiddush of Tumah's time is where first he was Tor. And now it's a suffer whether he became Tomei or not from this Tumah's time. The other locker is Tor. He remains Tor in the Svarish Raglayim Ledovar. Now, Raglayim Ledovar, and there's feet for this matter, meaning to say there's a Svara. We could understand there's a time for this Alach Lamash Mishinai. Now, that Alach Lamash Mishinai is for a Nazir. If he is Suffolk, if he became was Tomei from Tumah's time that we say he remains Tor, that's only if the beginning was Becheskas Taira. But if he was Becheskas Tumah, so that's a Svara. Raglayim Ledovar, there's a time Ledovar to say he still remains with his Din Tumah. So now he has to go to the mikvah over again, or where Masupik maybe touched the mace, left to have another 7 days of Taira, left to wait to have a Zoyi Shlishi Shvi, then he goes to the mikvah again, then he can start counting on, then he can start counting over again his Naziris of Taira. Yeah, Mishnah Gimel. Hamoitse mace, somebody finds a mace that was buried in the ground. But Chila means we didn't know he was there before, first time you find him here. Mushkav Kedaku is lying normally the way regular Mace Yisrael is buried. So we don't know this is a basic kvaras here. And we don't know that it was put there, the kavana could be just done by mistake if it's put there. It's in the middle of a regular field. And therefore the locker is nightly, you have a right to remove him. You have a right to pick him up and bury him someplace else if you want to keep this Malkam Torah. So nightly you could pick up the mace, viest fusosoy, all the ground around him, underneath him. In other words, the tfusa means the karka that's under the mace, we're afraid maybe the blood dripped out the Samuel, juice came out of the body and went into this part of the dirt, so we take this with the mace. What's going to be Motzah Shnei? Let's say we found two mesim buried together. And the same thing, we did not know before that this was a basic verse. We don't know that they had permission to be buried there, it's just done by Kroi. It's the same thing, Noitlon, you have a right to take them up, pick them up, V'yest Fusosin, and the karak around them, and bury them someplace else in the basic forest, and you can leave this Malkam to be Torah. What's going to be Motzah Shloisha? Let's say we find three mason buried there. So that depends. Now we have to be afraid maybe this was a basic forest, and they have permission like to be buried there, and then you can't move the mace. So if you found three mason, they're buried there. Sim Yesh Bein Ze Leze Miyar Barmes V'yat Shreina. If there's four amis, between four and eight amis, in between one mace and another mace, that's a normal way to bury mesim. Is harezu shchunas kvaros? We have to be afraid. This is like a base kvaros. There's a shchuna, a place where they bury mesim, and therefore the kainim akaimim, you're not allowed to move them. But if there's less than four amis in between them, then the pshat is they were just buried there temporarily. They weren't put there to stay, and therefore it's not called a base kvaros. So now, after we found this third mace, you have to be afraid it's a basic chorus. Therefore, boy de kemen al halam esra amo. You have to check now the next 20 amos away from him to make sure there are no more mason buried there. Motza echad b'seif esra amo. We found another mace buried by the end of within 20 amos. So then the same thing again. Maybe they're still called part of the basic chorus, and you have to check again. Is boy de kemen al halam esra amo. You have to check out another 20 amos. Sure, Glarin Ledover, you had Loshen before, because there's a Tam Ledover to say here that maybe this was the basic verse, and therefore within these 20 Amos you have to check out to make sure there are no more Mason. And also, Sure, Glarin Ledover, this is still part of the basic verse, and therefore we can't transplant him. Mashenke and Shim Metchila Motzev, would have been the first time we only found one here, so then we wouldn't say it's a basic verse, we say we just put the temporary, and then Noit Loi Vies Fusosai that we had before. Then it wouldn't have been mutter to plant him, to bury him someplace else. But now that we found three mason here, that makes us say it's a basic chorus. And within 20 amos, we'll find another mason, also part of the basic chorus. So now the local region, not allowed to be pointy, you can't move them, but rather the mason is koine makoime. Mishnah Dalet, kol sofik negoyim batchila tor. Meaning if a person, the koine did not paskin that his tummy yet, and the Kohen first came to see it, he has a suffix, whether it has a nega, whether a person is Tomei or not, so Loch would leave him a Cheskas Taira, that he's still Tor, Achla Niskak Lutuma, up until he was Neska Paskin, that he's Kolzaman, it was Hechlet, that Kohen, that is Tomei, would leave him to say that he's Tor. But Misha Niskak Lutuma, Once the Kohen paskin that he's tomei, now it's suffic whether the neger goes away or not. Suffic tomei, suffic sveikoi tomei. We have a suffic whether the neger went away or not. He remains tomei. They leave it becheskas tomei. He's still tomei until we know vadai he's tohor. Now the Mishnah says about hichazav that b'shiva drachon there are 7 ways. Boidkim es azov. We check out a zov. A man that wants to become a zov now, see if it really comes tomei or not. Achla niskak leziv. Until before he was eskapas and there hasn't been ziv zover on him. In other words, after a zav saw once, now when he sees a second time, we can know before we make him tomei. So we have to check him out with 7 bedikas to make sure it didn't happen machmasoinis. If the zav came out of his body machmasoinis, he still remains tor. So first of all, we check him out by Michael of the Mishnah. We have to make sure it didn't eat too much, didn't drink too much, because these things bring the day ziva, and then he would not be tomei. Uba maso could be he was carrying something very heavy, also may bring ziva. Uba kvitza if he was jumping. Uba choli if he was sick. Over Mara, let's say he saw, I saw an Isha. Again, over Mara, he saw a lady. We also hear, we start to think about a lady. And because of these things, it may bring him a day Tum, a day Ziva. And therefore, if this is what caused him to see the Zova, he remains Tor. So in 7 ways we have to check him out before he becomes a Zov, and he'll still remain Tor. Ma'asheinke misha niskak leziva. Once he's oiskapas and he has a din ziva on him, he saw already 2 or 3 times, he was vadai tomei. Whereas even after 2 times, he has a tumas ziva on him. He doesn't bring a korban until he saw the 3rd time. But after 2 times he becomes tomei. Now when he sees the third time, ain't boidke moisai, we don't check him out anymore. But rather we say he's a Zov Gomer now, and therefore he has to bring a korban. It's Mishiniska Kleziva, ain't Boit Kenoi, so we don't check him out. On Soi, let's say he saw a 3rd Riyah, even Boinus, one of these things happened. On Soi, Usveikoi, let's say he has a Sofik, whether he saw the 3rd time or not, whether it was Keri or whether it was Ziva, or else Veshich Bazaroi, and Yintumas Masa. The locher is temeyim. These things are have a din tumor on them. They ask tumor zavla. This is the klal here. Shraglayim ladover. That since he swore already 2 times, so he said this 3rd time is also called the riyas zivam, and therefore he has locher like a regular zav, then now he has to bring karbonus also. Hamake es chaveroi. Somebody hits his friend. Via medulla miso. The doctor said that type of a wound could kill the person. It made him very sick, and it says he could die because of this. Or this wound, but then the situation changes, start to get a little bit better. Liyacha mikan, then later hichpud v'meisa. No, it got for the worse, and he died. The locher is chayiv misa. The meisa, the person died because of your wound, your makah, and therefore you chayiv misa. Rabbi Nechem Yuaymeh Potem. Nechem says no, you're potter in such a case. Why? Shreglayim ledover. There's a town ledover to say no. That because of your maki was getting better. So mashma, your maki did not kill him. Lady got worse, so it's not because of you. Maybe you're only grumma, but for that you're not chayiv misa. Mishnah hey, nozir hoye Shmuel. Shmuel was a nozir, and therefore somebody says, Areini ki Shmuel, and then as he becomes a nozir. Kediv Rebbe Norai, this is what the Norai says, that Shmuel was a nozir. Shnem the Pasuk says, Omoira Layala Roisha should not put us, she cut off his hair, can't put a razor over his head. So the pshat is that Shmuel had a din Kedushas Nazir on him. Nema b'Shimshin, it says by Shimshin Omoira, says what, a razor? But Nema b'Shmuel Omoira. So Ma Omoira Omoira b'Shimshin, just like b'Shimshin, there we know for Klo, he was called a Nazir, is Avmor simply not shaving off your hair. That it says by Shmuel, Avmor Omoira Shmuel, also Nazir. This we have the Roy's pshat. On this, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says back, V'aloi ein moira elo shabos of Adam. Lashon moira just means that you're afraid of a person. In other words, that Chana was mispalol, that Shmuel should not be afraid of a boss of Adam. He should not have fear of a person, only of Yerushalayim, not be afraid of anybody. And this Amalur, so therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, Shmuel was not a Nazir. So somebody says, a Reini Kishmuel, he would not become a Nazir. Amalur Rabbi Nerub, Nerub says back, well, like Kvanam, the Pasuk says, Vayoyme Shmuel, Eich Elech Vishoma Shmuel Vargeni. Shmuel said, how could I go? I'm afraid it's all against the words of Shmuel, he'll kill me. Shekvar Hoyol of Marish Abbasadom. So you see, Shmuel was afraid of Abbasadom. So therefore, the Pshat over here was not Abbasadom, but rather meant to be a Nazir. Since the Machlokes of Shmuel Anavi was a Nazir or not. Alright, Adon Olecha, Masechta, Nazir.